Can I tell you a story, Cyber Bob?
Well, sure, kid, sure. I like stories.
Excuse me. Moment. Yes?
Well, it's put on call waiting by a cyber brat.
Yes? What about Nadia? Yes? I know, I realize she's not the girl next door. That's the reason I want to buy the house next door, move her in, and she'll be the girl next door. There's no house next door? Then let's build her one. I'll wait. The house has been completed ahead of schedule? Good. Does it have a parlor? A foosball / game room? Great. Does it have doors? No? No doors at all? Let's take care of that, shall we? Thanks. Bye.
Whoa. It's that kind of attention to detail that makes the computer industry what it is today.
I apologize for the interruption, Mr. Bob. Now, where were we?
You were going to tell me a story.
That's right. I wanted to tell you a story about a boy and his machine.
Oh, yeah, I know that story, kid. I had a machine once. It wasn't very smart, and it had tubes, but it was loyal.
This is a story about a boy who understood every nanometer, every chip of his machine, and he made the machine bigger and faster and more profitable and more powerful than anyone could ever possibly imagine. One day, he felt like he was lost in the hollow recesses of the machine. And on that day, the boy didn't know if he was who he thought he was.
Oh, well, that's heartwarming, kid, but what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to hack deep inside Microdeal Systems and find that boy.
Okay, let's recap here a minute. When you say that boy, you mean you, right?
Yes, Cyber Bob, I want you to find me.
Look, I don't want to get too metaphysically spacey on you here, but aren't you sitting right there in front of me, huh?
That's what I want you to find out.
Whew. Jeez Louise. I bet this kid got perfect scores on his SATs, too. Wow. Look, kid, if you don't mind my asking, if you're not who you think you thought you were, well, who do you think you are?
An android, Cyber Bob. I believe I'm an android.
Woo!
Oh, there you are, kid. Oh. My sweet silicon kid. Please, we've got to get out of here. It's not safe.
Holy moly, Hasid! I don't believe it. She really is 7 feet tall.
Oh, this is too true to be true. Right here in my own cyber bar, Nadia, the most super of all supermodel.
What's she doing here?
Oh, I think that is obvious, Josh. She is here with the kid.
Isn't there something kind of strange about an 11-year-old going out with a 7-foot-tall supermodel?
Not if you can write code like he can. And besides, Nadia is not the kind of girl you find next door.
I thought that had been taken care of.
Please, kid, come on. Let's get out of here. The limousine is just outside. Is he coming? Have you told Cyber Bob? Will he do it?
Wait a minute, sweetie pie. Just how do you fit into the picture here?
Oh, I apologize, Cyber Bob. This is Nadia, the most super of all supermodels. She's kind of like
No, just the girl next door.
Oh, that's not what I just heard.
Well, we met when I was writing the billion-seller Virtual Beach Volleyball.
I post for the template.
Oh, is that so? You don't happen to have a copy of the program with you, do you?
Cyber Bob, will you find the Silicon Kid for us? You must say yes. You are our only hope. You're the best old-style hacker we've ever heard.
Wait. Old? Old-style hacker, old-style. Look, I tell you what. You give me a stack of punch cards. It can be a short stack. Any kind of stack you want. Doesn't bother me at all. You just give me a stack of punch cards and I can rule the world.
I meant no old disrespect, Cyber Bob. It's just the micro deal is an old, well, established corporation.
Yeah, they've been around for over 4 or 5 years.
And we need somebody who's been around at least that long himself.
Don't worry.
Don't answer it. It's micro deal trying to track me down through an old baby bell circuit. I can tell by the ring.
Hey, I see you know your phones, kid.
Yeah, I've hacked a few in my day.
Well, come on, let's amscray.